All right, it is Jobs Wednesday when we try to bring it to people's attention that there are resources out there. If you are looking for a job, if you are feeling like the job you have right now is not leading you in the right career direction, you want to make a change. That's where the people from the Pikes Peak Workforce Center come in, because they have a lot of answers for folks. And I'd like to welcome to the show Beckaton, who's communications manager for the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. And Becca, thanks so much for calling in today. I know you did it on short notice because someone's sick. So we appreciate you calling in and sharing all the information with us today.
Absolutely. Good morning. Thanks for having me, Shannon.
You bet. I understand you have a virtual hiring event coming up. Why don't you tell us about this and about what kind of stuff people can expect to find out if they are, you know, intrigued by these ideas?
Okay. Certainly. We actually have one today that's being hosted by PCSI. And again, that's virtual. So that's today from 8:30 to 3:30. And they're looking for individuals who are passionate and ready to join a team, creating employment opportunities for people with any types of disabilities. They offer excellent benefits, and they're looking for grounds maintenance workers and custodial workers. And they also recruit veterans with service-related disabilities. So this is a company looking to hire a diverse group of people. And so you can go online, of course, to ppwfc.org to register for that. And then the virtual job fair means it's on this wonderful platform where people can go. They can start searching for the employer to talk to, and they can chat back and forth, and then they can even video chat if they're interested. And so it's not like the old days, maybe a phone call or something. There are great options with this. So I urge people to check that out. And then we do have another one next Wednesday as well. That's with California Casualty. Again, a virtual hiring event. And they are looking for people who want to start a career in insurance with positions in customer service and sales. They start at $20 an hour. And they focus on serving heroes, so people in the military, ambulance, fire, nurses, et cetera. That's the people they provide insurance to, law enforcement, firefighters, and more. And so that's an excellent company to work for. And again, you would register at ppwfc.org.
And again, when you're looking at that salary level, I mean, that is a very encouraging for folks. It may be something that, you know, is the impetus they need to maybe switch careers or look in a new area, a new field. And Becca, I know so much has changed in job seeking nowadays. Is it really important that you need to have a properly prepared resume? And can your folks there at the Pikes Peak Workforce Center, can you offer guidance on that to people, whether it's virtually or over the phone?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, so now more than ever, a resume is extremely important for several reasons. First of all, few people are even doing in-person interviews. And so that's your first foot in the door. And also, the larger companies are using applicant tracking systems. And so your resume won't even make it to see a human being unless it is following certain guidelines. And we've worked with local employers to find out what it is that they're looking for. And we do teach resume workshops. Most of those are virtual right now. We hope to be able to, you know, offer those in person again, but right now they are virtual, and they're an hour and a half long, and they're fantastic. They are interactive. People are able to ask questions. We really have a professional trainer who will let people know what they need to do to make their resume stand out, get past the machine applicant tracking system, and get into the hands of human resources and hiring managers so that they can get their foot in the door, so to speak, and get to that virtual interview.
Right, right, because a lot of it is the algorithm, and it's weeding out people that may not be as savvy to how these things work. And part of it is using the right language, using language that's specifically mentioned in the job posting so that there's match up. So we know that the folks at the Pikes Peak Workforce Center can help help you out. If you're listening right now and you feel like you've been running into a brick wall trying to find that next job or find a new job. So I want to advise everyone, it's ppwfc.org, and there you can find all the information about these virtual hiring events as well as the services that Becca was just talking about. Becca Tahn, thank you so much. She's the communications manager with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center.
Thank you, Shannon. Have a great day.
You too.